أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. Last night we said that man is a worshipping creature or worshipping animal, as I put it. We cannot not worship. We are created in this way. We always worship things. And worship means that we are infatuated by them. We are dragged or absorbed to things, whether it is our own desires, our own arrogance, or it is things outside us. And usually people during the history, you see that they have made almost everything in this creation an object of worship. Wood, stone, animate, inanimate things, all these have been once in the history an object of worship. The sun, the moon, the planets, the stars, they have all been objects of worship. Now, the question I posed last night was why this quality has been invested, has been vested in human being. Why is it there that drags us towards things? Now, every quality that God has put in human being, has placed in us, is for certain purpose, but we can use it in a deviated way. Because we have different aspects, we can use those qualities in a deviated way. Take the very important faculty of reasoning, for example. That's for a purpose there. And as the Quran says, so that you ponder upon what you see around yourself, and then you realize that there is a creator behind it, which is beyond vision, which is above grasp of vision or contemplation and such things. Because he cannot be contemplated, he cannot be seen, we think that he does not exist. But Quran has given us, Allah has given us this faculty of reasoning, to reason by what we see, that yes, he is there, there is someone beyond. And of course there are other things for which we use this faculty to organize our lives, to find out how to live better, to improve science, technology, so that we could live easier and in more comfort. However, we use that in a deviated way as well. We use that to cheat others. We use that to destroy lives, to destroy properties. We use that to fulfill our arrogance, to fulfill our unjust and unrightful ambitions. This is all the uses of this faculty of reasoning, the intellect. We use it in different ways. Now, if that faculty is there for a reason, and we use it in a deviated way, the faculty of worshipping is also there for a reason, and we use it in a deviated way. It is there to connect us to God. That is the main point of it. It's there to bring love of God to our hearts and make us to direct all our ambitions, desires, aspirations towards him, because whatever we aspire below him is not the highest value, the full value of our quality and of that precious thing that Allah has vested in us, our soul. That is what the Quran calls hanifiyah. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا. Keep your face. Now, watch is your direction. Direction of whatever qualities you have. Keep it towards God. Do not deviate it. Hanafa has an opposite, which is Janafa. Now, Janafa means you deviate from your rightful direction, from your correct direction, you deviate somewhere else. No, we have every faculty that we have put in you, especially that faculty of worship. You keep it in the direction of God. Do not deviate, do not swerve in the least minutest way. Do not deviate. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينَ حَنِيفًا. This is how I have created you. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. This is how I have created you. You deviate, then of course you don't get that complete creation that Allah has in mind for every human being. حُنَفَاءَ لِلَّهِ. Be in one direction for God. غَيْرَ مُشْرِكِينَ بِهِ. Do not bring in anything else in your worship, in your ambition, in your aspirations, in whatever. As in Dua Abu Hamza we have, وَعَلَيْكَ يَا وَاحِدِي أَكَفَتْ هَمَّتِي. O my only one, all my ambition is summarized in you, retires in you. وَعَلَيْكَ يَا وَاحِدِي أَكَفَتْ هَمَّتِي. وَفِيمَا عِنْدَكَمْ بَسَطَتْ رَوْعَتِي. My desire stretches out to what is with you, not anything else. This is that حَنِيفِيَّة which the Quran speaks about. حُنَفَاءَ لِلَّهِ غَيْرَ مُشْرَكِينَ بِهِ. وَمَنْ يُشْرَكْ بِاللَّهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرُ. Anyone who associates anything else with God is just like someone falling from the sky, and birds would snatch and take them far away. And there are several calamities here. First of all, they fall. That, just imagine that initial fall of human being from paradise. They fall, first of all. But it's not just a straightforward fall. And in the way the birds would snatch them and take them away, far, far distances. فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتَخْطَفَهُ الطَّيْرُ. أَوْ تَحْوِي بِهَا الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ صَحِيحٍ. Or the winds would take them to far away distances. Far away from where? Far away from your fitrah, from your creation. Far away from what you are created for. And that's why, because of that, because we don't find that straightforwardness in our worship, we are always worried, distressed. We always feel something is going wrong in this life. Life is very dismal, is very ugly, has an ugly face. We only see the ugly things in this world. That's because we are now a bit far away. And then when we come back, then that tranquility comes. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Okay, enough of that philosophy of worshipping quality that Allah has placed in us. As I said, it is there. If we do not worship God, we worship other things. We either worship idols, we worship moon, sun, human beings, angels, or we worship our own desires. As I said in the Quran, it's mentioned, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Nowadays, people, of course, they don't worship idols anymore, especially in the modern world. Of course, in parts of the world, they worship idols, but they worship things which are as dramatic, as destructive as idols. And that is, they worship themselves. They worship their own desires. It is my choice. It is my will. It is my pleasure which comes first. And everything else comes after that. It's my happiness. Of course, that illusion of happiness which comes first. So we have just deviated. This is again the deviation. So although we have progressed, so to speak, in some parts of human world, human life, we have progressed not worshipping idols, but we have digressed. We have went back in many aspects from what we have been taught. Now, few traditions about worshipping. However, before that, this verse in Surah Az-Zariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجَنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and ins but to worship me. There's a quick redress for that. Actually, Allah corrects our misunderstanding. Don't think that it is for me. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رَزْقًا. I'm not fed by your worship. This is not my rizq that you worship. I am fed by your worship, or it's my rizq. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رَزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. Very clearly, I don't want them to feed me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah is the one who feeds. Allah is the one who provides. This worship is not providing for me, is not feeding me. It is feeding you. مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجَنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Well, it means that I have not created jinn and ins but to worship me. However, if we look deeper, it means I have not created jinn and ins to worship anything below me. That is your price. That is your value. You should not worship anything below God. It's only God who is the target of human and jinn. Both. It's only God and nothing less than God. As Amirul Mu'mineen says, you know, Jannah is neighborhood of God, is that vicinity. Don't think that is just like a garden in this world and we just go there and have a picnic. No. It's a place of wisdom. It's a place of knowledge. The more we stay there, the stronger and the bigger our wisdom and our knowledge will become about God. And of course, when I say about God, means about everything, because God is everything. So the more we stay there, the more we grow, the bigger we will become. So when Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, أَلَا إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَأَنفُسِكُمْ ثَمَنٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. The price of your soul is only paradise. فَلَا تَبِئُهَا إِلَّا بِهَا. Do not sell it cheaper. Cheaper, anything. Anything less than paradise, we sell our souls. We have actually undervalued. We have sold our souls cheap. So, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجَنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Read it in this way. I understand it that way always. I have not created jinn and ins so that they worship anything less than me. As I said, we always worship. If we do not worship God, we worship other things. When we come to that environment of worshiping God, then we will see, we will find out how worthless are those other things which attract us and absorb us towards themselves. Okay, now, the tradition from Prophet, peace be on him, this tradition is in Al-Kafi. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam reports that from Prophet, peace be on him, أَفْضَلُ النَّاسِ مَنَّ أَشَقَ الْعِبَادَةِ. Now, ishq, this term ishq is rarely used in our traditions. It's not used in the Quran. It means love. Ishq means excessive love, actually. Hub is used usually in the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who believe have higher love for God than for anything else. But the term ishq is not used because for two reasons. First of all, ishq is usually used for earthly love. And secondly, it's used for excessive love. And it's not something which is used in a spiritual realm. However, this tradition is actually bringing these concepts to show the excessive or the extraordinary value which love of worship is given by our traditions. So afdalun nas, the most meritorious people, those with highest merits, are man ashaq al ibadah, those who love worship. Now, it's very strange because we are always said to love God, not to love worship of God. But the point is, when we love someone, we love anything which is related to him, which is related to or somehow invokes his remembrance, his memory in our minds, in our and in our hearts. So, for example, in dua we have Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak, O God, I ask you your love in my heart, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, and the love of anyone who loves you, because then those are very close to you, wa hubba kull amalin yuqarribuni ilayk, and the love of any action which brings me closer to you. So if you think that, if you feel, if you experience that you love prayer, you love fasting, you love supplication, you love crying before God, then this is an indicator that you love him. It's an indicator, because love of God is a very difficult concept to explain and to explore in the heart. Very difficult. I know nowadays it is a cliche, a common word, especially among the Christians, that their religion is love, God is love, we have to love God. But I really don't think those who talk about that love, they know what sort of experience they are talking about. They don't know. The Quran talks about different feelings about God. One is taqwa. The other one is khawf, fear. The other one is khashya, awe. And the other one is ikhbat, that a willing submission where you feel that you would like to put the bridle of your soul in the hands of God. That's another feeling. But still, these are not love. Love is at the very, very highest, the last stage which comes, and when it comes, of course, it would change the whole life of a person, that love of God. Now, of course, that love may be quite dormant in us. How can we find out that it is there if we feel that we love to worship God? We love to sit with him. I mentioned this hadith before, that Musa said, God, where should I find you? And, or how should I speak to you? The reply was, Ana jalisu man jalasani. Whoever would like to sit with me, I sit beside them. I am there. You don't like to sit with me. I like to sit with you. And God awaits us to go and sit with him, but we usually don't like it. So, this ishq of ibadah, as it is mentioned here, man ashaq al ibadah, is an indicator that there is some love in our heart for God. The difference between two groups of people who are mentioned in the Quran, al-muqarrabun and ashabul yamin, you know that the believers are not all equal in their ranks. Well, that's quite clear. All of us who are sitting here have different degrees of faith, different intensity, different strength of faith are in our hearts. However, these would not somehow distinguish us from each other in a different category. We all are in one category. In one category, we are all, inshallah, from Ashabul Yameen, the people of the right hand. That means the people who receive their books from the right side, which is the Aliyin, the books, the A'mal of people go into two different places. Here, evil and good are mixed. When we go to the next world, evil and good are separated from each other. So the good acts are in one place, the evil acts are in another place. كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي الْلِّيِّينَ وَمَا عَدْرَاكَ مَا عَلِّيِّن. The book of record of the Abrar is in Aliyin, is the, in that those highest levels of creation. كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي سَجِّينَ. The book of record of Fujar, the evildoers, are in Sajjin, somewhere which is dark like a dungeon. Spiritually, it's not physical. Then it comes to us when we are raised, inshallah, it comes to us either from Sajjin or comes to us from Aliyin. And Aliyin is on the right hand side and Sajjin left hand side. So kalla, so people are either Ashabul Yameen or Ashabul Shamal. But it is not limited to these two. There is a third category who are neither Ashabul Yameen nor Ashabul Shamal. That means their book is not coming from Aliyin or Sajjin. Their book is kept somewhere else. They are witnesses of Aliyin. Wow, this is great knowledge that Surah Mutaffifin tells us. كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي أَلِّيِّينَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا أَلِّيُّونَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. That realm is witnessed by مُقَرَّبُونَ. Where is their book? We don't know. Where is their book? We don't know. يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Now these مُقَرَّبُونَ, of course, all the prophets, awsiya, our imams, alayhim as-salam, siddiqeen, salihin, these are those muqarrabun. What is the main difference? The main difference between muqarrabun and ashabul yameen is that ashabul yameen worship God based on faith. We believe in God, we worship Him. Muqarrabun worship God based on love. That's a totally different world. A totally different creature, so to speak. Totally different creature. So that's why they are, not only they are different in this world, they are somehow so close to God that all the private knowledge, the secrets of this world are revealed to them. Because they have actually shown that love and oneness with what God's will is. But also they have nothing apart from that love, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not keep secrets from them. So they know whatever in this world. If I ask you why God has created the cockroach, you do not know, do you? And if you ask the cockroach why God has created human beings, they don't know as well, isn't it? That's why God has created human beings. But muqarrabun know that. They have great knowledge. They have great knowledge. الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ. The one who had a knowledge of the book, some knowledge of the book. They have great knowledge. Now, this ishq, love, as I said, it changes everything. Now, initially, of course, we are not at that level of muqarrabun to have everything based on love. But the love of God is dormant in every human being. Now, if we love worship and ibadah, then that shows that that love is strong in us, is somehow unfolding. That love is unfolding in us. So, أفضل الناس من أشق العبادة. The most meritorious people, the best people, are those who love worship. فأنقها, just like as they hug worship, they want to take worship with their folds. وأحبها بقلبه, they love it with their heart. وباشرها بجسده, and they do it with their limbs. We do worship with our limbs, of course, but not all of us, and not always, we love it with our heart. We get bored, isn't it? And we have a hadith, a very beautiful hadith, that says that be careful about what you do in worship. Be careful about your heart, because God wouldn't get bored of you so long as you are not bored with him. We get bored with God soon, isn't it? We want to finish the worship quickly and tend to our other things. That means we get bored. But God never gets bored of us until we get bored. That's a sign that God doesn't want to hear us anymore. Go away. Now, فَهُوَ لَا يُبَالِي عَلَى مَا أَصْبَحَ مَنَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى أُسْرًا أَمْ عَلَى يُسْرًا. Now, this person really doesn't care how the world falls on him, how the world deals with him. It's not important for him, because, you know, he knows that this is just a momentary thing to pass, and just an occasion, an opportunity to show that love to God and pass away and go to the exalted place. So فَهُوَ لَا يُبَالِي, he doesn't care, عَلَى مَا أَصْبَحَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, on what he opens the day in the world, in hardship or in comforts. Not very much important for them. Now, there is, why that love is not in all hearts? Why? It's very good. You know, all of us, when we hear someone who has this loving sort of worship, our hearts go out to respect them. We love them, and we envy them. We say, well, we are not like them, unfortunately. We would have loved to be like them. Why we cannot be like them? Why? Now, from Isa alayhi salam, Jesus al-Masih, apart from what is reported or recorded in the Gospels from Jesus, there are many things from Jesus reported in our traditions, because, of course, the knowledge of that is given to the Prophet and to the Imams alayhi salam. These are al-muqarrabun, nothing is kept from them. Remember, muqarrabun are those who, from whom Allah does not keep secrets. Now, he says, بَحَقًّا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ, I tell you truly, إِنَّهُ كَمَا يَنْظُرُ الْمَرِيضُ إِلَى طَيِّبِ الطَّعَامِ فَلَا يَلْتَذُّهُ مَعَ مَا يَجِدُهُ مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْوَجَعِ. In the same way that a sick man looks at the very delicious food, the finest type of food, very delicious, they look at it, but they don't desire it. They don't enjoy it because they have pain, because they have illness. The taste is bitter. The appetite doesn't take it. It's a very delicious food. Otherwise, for other people, it's very delicious, it's very nice, it's the fine food. But why that man doesn't feel like it is because of the illness, the disease. كذلك, in the same way. Now, let's judge ourselves, of course, everyone. بل الإنسان على نفسه بصير. A man is quite insightful about whatever is inside their hearts. كَذَلِكَ صَاحِبُ الدُّنْيَا لَا يَلْتَذُّ بِالْعِبَادَةِ. A worldly man would not enjoy worship. وَلَا يَجُدُ حَلَاوَتَهَا, and doesn't find sweetness of it. مَعَ مَا يَجُدُ مِنْ حُبِّ الْبَالِ, because there's another love in the heart, and that's love of the world, love of property, love of money. It doesn't allow, or love of any other things. حُبُّ الْمَالِ, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا, there are many other things. We love, for example, our own intellectual achievements, philosophy, poetry, or whatever. They do not allow us to love worship. And also, there's another very beautiful tradition, من أخبار داود عليه السلام, from the reports of David, peace be on him. ما لأولياء, this is one of the whispers of God to David. ما لأوليائي والحم بالدنيا, what my friends would do with the concern about this world. Now, awliya, when Allah says awliya, means my friends. Not all of us are Allah's friends, of course. We are in need of Him, that's true. And we turn to Him whenever we are in need, that's true. We are thankful to Him, but not a friend. Because sometimes we don't feel that we would love to visit that friend. Now, anyhow, awliyaullah are, again, those who, awliyaullah are the muqarrabun, are those who have that, their interaction with God based on love. Mala awliya'i wal hammu bid-dunya. What my friends would do with concern and worries of this world. Innal hamm. Now this is very important. And this is, I think, the truest thing when we explore inside our heart. Innal hamm yudhhibu halawata munajati min qulubihim. This worry of world would take away the sweetness of worship from their hearts. Inna mahabbati min awliya'i an yakunu ruhaniyin. What I expect from the love of my friends is that they be spiritual. La yahtammun. They don't have worries of this world. Okay, it's quite clear. If we do not feel the sweetness of what we do in terms of worship, in terms of standing before God, it means that there is a bigger thing in our hearts, a lump which is there, which forbids us to go towards Him. Now, what we also have certain things or a concept in our traditions which talks about at-tafarrughu lil-ibadah, to completely immerse one's time in worship. Tafarrugh means put everything aside and completely isolate yourself, or dedicate yourself for worship. This is tafarrugh lil-ibadah. On the other hand, we see from the seerah of our prophets and great religious personalities, from their manners, we don't see this tafarrugh, this dedication that they spent all their time with in worship, like the monks or nuns, who, or certain Sufis in Islam, who dedicated every moment of their time to worship, not working, not plowing land, or not doing anything else but worshiping. We don't see that in their seerah. They had business. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رِجَالٍ. We have not sent before you وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. They were human beings like others. And one of the criticisms of the kuffar against the Prophet was that why does he do business if he is a prophet of God, if he should be dedicated to worship? وَقَالُوا مَا لَهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. Why does he eat food and he walks in the markets for business? Why does he do that? So we don't see that in the... What is the meaning of this تفرغ للعبادة? Wholesome dedication for ibadah. Inshallah, we'll discuss this tomorrow night. We pray that Allah, inshallah, place in our hearts, instead of all these worries and stresses of the world, love of Himself, which is quite sweet and pleasant, and make us tranquil and in comfort. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad.